Blog Talk Radio.
Are you guys ready to worship about this tonight?
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio's Do Unchristian Living Today. I'm Elliot Foster. Hi, Dawn.
Hi,
Goody. Glad to be here, and hope everyone is enjoying their Palm Sunday in preparation for the week ahead of us. We celebrate his triumph, and know that it doesn't just mean there's a triumph and a after we crowned him and his. We do time and understanding what that means for us in our lives today. In our lesson, I want to thank you for listening to our show throughout the week. I pray that you find this to be helpful. Understanding. I would love to hear from you. At Facebook or at DTL Network. We get our newsletter, and if you get that newsletter, pass the link along to someone else. Out there and spread the word of Christ. I'll mention that he's good. Not anything you want to do with it.
I'm just really back on my own soil. Loved Washington.
Thanks to the Lord for giving us the opportunity to be with son and daughter-in-law out there, and I'm away from work to recharge our batteries and as we look forward to tomorrow, though, it is back in your home territory and under your home.
I was just thinking about our favorite park, the one right down the road. One of the news having a contest right now. Our state park is I've been looking. I'm not quite done. Not quite done, but I'm excited.
What's up there?
Yeah, click away.
We're actually excited to go through the reminder. We're going to be starting our prayer service. Conduit building behind Frontline. If nothing else, lift us up in prayer. Is try to step forward to God's message. Prayer for struggles with life. Try to bring the word forward. As with time of need. Excited about that opportunity. With that, we're going to get into the discussion. You reached the line. How about hallelujah?
Okay. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
hallelujahs and hosannas as Christ enters Jerusalem today.
Oh, I just hope that was okay. Hallelujah.
Palm Sunday. So anyhow, we're going to get into section. I'm trying to draw my attention. We ourselves entry into following our Lord Jesus Christ to the cross and sacrifices. First stood out to me. It reminds us of what he asks of us. Nice little have a conversation. So this is going to be Micah, and Micah is one of the minor prophets. And his time frame is probably somewhere around 700 to 680. Probably his prophecy. By and large, Micah's prophecy is the destruction of Judea. Really concerned with pointing to the government at the time, proper conduct and atrocities that were taking place. I'm also able to claim themselves as guilty of Jews. Don, you want to?
Verse 8. I've shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, love mercy, walk humbly to God.
And maybe this just falls out because when you look at the words there, understanding where we're at, where we're going, Christ, what is the word for us? Trust and mercy. Have that forgiveness. And
a lot of times about the Old Testament, knowing God, first God, one that we should have message doesn't talk about that at
all. At the same time, he's prophesying the destruction. Yes, that is there. But he also is saying that because having let this go,
not going to go well for you.
God will take it. Yeah. So yeah, you have that harsh and
what do you think about Revelation?
Another message for another day. So where I respond to this. And understanding the journey to the cross, and the sacrifice that God's asked of us, it's not as easy. I know it isn't. At that point, certainly it that's where I'm going with that. Asking us to have mercy. A little respect of ourselves, considering how much. That's what really caught my attention.
Felt like he answered.
God is being more.
That's it.
So, you know, but what does that call to you? About the contrast. God is asking act justly, have mercy. About how we are to sacrifice our lives. Words in ministry, humility and love and God, he's asking. And that's where I'm at in this. I'll frame this with a couple of Deuteronomy comes to now Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you, Lord your God? Walk in obedience. Love him. Serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You hear in Proverbs, do what is Proverbs 21, do what is right and just, more acceptable. Now, think about that. Let's contrast that, our listening. What is more acceptable? What is right and just? If we look at Lent, you know, here's where we're at in some of this discussion. Typical of people that give up something to love, they give up sacrifice, something to give up to show their. I will not do practice different from what they normally are for the rest of the day. But that's not the sacrifice of not eating meat on Fridays during Lent or not eating French fries.
Hey, right?
Just thought of that. There you go. Dust and fairness. Consider if you had that extra measure of fairness, mercy, the extra measure of love.
That sacrifice would kind of been friendship. Something right back brought me right to attention.
Yeah, I understand how different things capture our attention. I'm not saying these aren't important. Wrong by truth, by centering down the back in the face. I'm not trying to take away from them. All I want to do is look at the possibilities that if you brought yourself to a sacrifice, put yourself in a different action. Your journey would end up on
or what do you want to get?
Yeah.
I think, same.
I really like how Proverbs fits in. And then, Dawn, I know you have some terms with Jeremiah that I added in. Earlier part more so than the latter part. And Jeremiah 23. This is what the Lord says. Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hands of the oppressor, the one who is no wrong or violence. Fatherless. Not shed. But yeah, that last statement kind of dives home, you know, in terms of harsh realities. Jeremiah was.
Kind of when you say to the child, do I have to say everything? I have to tell you, do not jump off the roof. You have to say everything. It's not going to go.
Yeah, I see where you're at with that. So when we talk about rescue from the hand of the oppressor, the one who has been wronged, what is it that we should do today? The Lord asks of us to live by his will, to live by his love, by his mercy. Go out into the world every day, not just the holidays, but to find mercy in our heart in everything that we do. Walk with kindness. To be receptive. To be realistic. To everyone that walks across our path. And I think this is really a part of understanding the journey to the cross. Not a journey of like law school.
I was just thinking about a friend of ours had someone knock on their door at night. And it was so uncomfortable that I decided to call. How do we do that? So hard.
And I'm not even going to attempt to try to drive something that's even hard. I know this is going to sound tough for everyone out there. But giving out of love, whatever the outcome is, that person should. No, that's not easy. No, that's not. Like, if we're honest with our faith, that is our story. Part of that imperfection, our inability to understand, to ask, I just had to get that out there. I'm not saying I am there. I'm not saying that's our struggle. Beyond acting ever or bad, I was so I don't know if it's part of our broken or simple. I would venture to say that some people out there would say that people come in our hearts to give us pride and doubt about that. That's where I'm going
to help.
There's things that need to have a protection. On that aspect of spirituality, fearful, then. I think there's, I really do. Part of our confidence is knowing that our journey ultimately ends on the cross. Halfway. On anything else. I can see that, and that's kind of around in this prior discussion, I think. Nothing for us to consider. Of life. There's that aspect of it. How happy you are here. An opportunity to worry about. That makes sense. Let me a couple of paraphrase comments. What does the Lord require of the public judgment is where he's going with justice. Love mercy, not only to show mercy, but all of us. Persons in distress to move the floor and go to make it while humbly with God is the independent of the time. I think that's really what I want to get a message to today. Friday and direction. But the Lord isn't asking much of us. Okay, I'm sorry. So as we go into this week, we want you to give consideration how about this celebration out in your life. How each moment that we have more than an opportunity to share God's grace. And this is how we're being asked to do trusting by within us. Practice carrying an open mind to receive the blessings, but also spend time in scripture, time in family, the Bible, a verse, or maybe dive into the heart be taken up by ahead of us. And we hope that each of you out there has an opportunity to pray with not quite sure what to expect of the worries. Well, as we wrap up, any final comments?
Well, I just wanted to say that walking from the out there.
Yeah. One of the things, I'm glad you reminded me, now I got a few seconds. The humbly part. I don't want that to be passive.
Oh, what you have on earth, what you are on earth, not for you.
Right, and with that, I want.
Okay, we're just here to finish each other's sentence.
All right, so we hope you have a blessed week. You'll be listening and pass the link out if you're receiving the link. Get the message out, put it on your Facebook page. Like us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/doom. You can also follow us on Twitter at dcalnetwork.org. Help us with this by giving us your feedback. Change up. That we have been. Happy and blessed. And I think Michael W. eyes in my heart.
I know.
Are you guys ready to worship at this tonight?
I know you know the song. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Come on, let's go.